We are scientists with no way to five leaves auf Flux FM. Die Band spielt heute nicht in Berlin, aber dafür morgen in Leipzig. Die zwei Köpfe der Kapelle haben es zu mir ins Studio geschafft, auch um hier nochmal Songs zu proben, einfach rauszufinden, wie die Songs überhaupt gehen. Wir sprechen über den Komponistenclub Songwriter Challenge mit We Are Scientists. Wir reden über Konzerte, die als Party durchgehen, über politische Songs, eskapistische Songs, Stand-Up-Comedy und vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich aber hello and welcome, Keith and Chris!
How's it going?
Yo, I'm fine. How are you doing today? Everything okay with you?
Yes.
Yes.
Why wouldn't it be?
We're flying high.
Do we seem off somehow?
No. You look good as always.
Yep.
Fresh, well cleaned.
Strong, tall.
Strong, tall.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've been part of the game for a while now, and one can feel that.
Yep.
There's a certain awareness that's happening, and you feel self-assured, kind of, it's a good thing. The vibes are good. As soon as you entered the room, it was like, now I work with professionals.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for so long.
There's a confidence.
Yeah.
There's a confidence and a fluidity.
That's totally true. So where are you coming from today? How's touring been so far?
It's been, we actually have had the last month and a half or so off.
All right.
And we're just starting German touring tomorrow, really. So we came from London, where we store our European gear,
all
our guitars and our amps and stuff. So we drove them over last night, and we're touring the Germany Austria area for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, that sounds so great!
Yeah,
well, it sounds good. It's not that great.
I mean, it's you know,
I guess it is pretty.
I'm still enchanted by the prospect.
Yeah, I think I've started taking it for granted, but it is great. It is really great.
I mean, the LP has been out for a while now, but it's still a good point in time to tour.
For sure.
The record, I guess. And the last time you were here, you were touring with Ash, right? With your buddies from Ash, I think
we've been here since that Ash tour.
We played Berlin in 2018.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I understand that Berlin is still talking about the time We Are Scientists and Ash.
Yeah, I mean,
of course.
It's been a great show.
Took it by storm.
Yeah. And it's a combination of two strong worlds that's happening right there.
That's right.
And Tim Wheeler is part of the songwriter challenge thing, I guess.
That's right.
That I have to talk about.
Yeah.
Because it's an interesting thing. There's this songwriter challenge composers club, and there's a few people who kind of like force themselves into writing music within a certain amount of time, and there's got to be beer involved. Is that something?
Correct.
You're painting a vague but accurate picture of how it works. Yeah, the idea is that
modern art, right?
Is that you have 8 hours to write 10 songs, and at the end of the day, everybody meets up and plays their songs for one another, and then the beer comes as a prize,
As a reward,
Yeah.
Mm. And then that led to results that you were actually using for the record. I mean, to write one song in 8 hours is pretty fast, I think.
Yeah.
But 10 songs in 8 hours, there's not too much overthinking involved.
I mean, I'll be honest. There are many, many, many songs that were not good enough to be on an album.
For sure.
The
average quality is very low.
Yeah.
But then once and again, there's this one little sparkle of genius that's happening, or?
Yeah, I think the main value in doing this practice is that you don't waste time on bad ideas.
Mm-hmm.
After 8 hours, you know if you have 10 terrible songs and you never think about them again.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Normally, if what you're doing is like desperate to write an album and you have a bad idea, you'll probably try to beat that thing into submission and make it a good song. That will never happen again. When you're surrounded by garbage, you recognize a diamond.
Oh, that's philosophically deep.
That's Heidegger.
That's a De Beers marketing quote, I believe.
It's the Heidegger shirt at the merch of the We Are Scientists band. No, but I was thinking maybe it's a good way to avoid overthinking, because that's another danger that happens when you try to make art.
Right.
You start with something and it's not good enough, then you think about it too much, or it's really good, but then you work on it for too long and you destroy it again.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's
agreed.
What you've done. So, and then it's Tim Wheeler. It's someone from Au Revoir Simone, I think.
Yeah. I think Justin from the Vaccines introduced Tim to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a swirling gang.
It's an international gang of quite famous artists.
Yeah.
I mean, not to brag.
It's just how it feels. Yeah. It's just how it feels when we get into the club and we right there.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Everybody says hi.
You got to realize these guys are just people to us.
Yeah.
But to listeners at home, these are the big names in rock and roll.
The cool thing is now people can understand why the quality of all these bands goes down.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey. Easy, fella.
They're intimidated by We Are Scientists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's the reason. That's what I was thinking.
Their confidence has been shaken.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so great that those guys have the ability to look into my head directly and see what I was thinking. That was just brilliant right now. Another thing that I mean, I realize that now, but I've only found out today, although we've met years ago for the first time, I've only found out today that your love for stand-up comedy brought you together. It wasn't the love for music, but the love for stand-up comedy.
Right.
And I can feel that there's some stand-up comedic talent hidden inside of you. How close were you to forming a comedic duo instead of a band way back then?
Well, I mean, I think the correct question is, how close were you to forming a comedic duo right now?
Yeah.
We're always on the cusp.
At any
we're always
moment.
On the, yeah. yeah. We always think that maybe tomorrow,
yeah.
it's just going to be comedy from
yeah.
here on.
Yeah. We just haven't, we're a little scared of taking the leap.
Mm.
But there are a lot of attractive things about stand-up comedy to a musician.
Yeah.
So as musicians, we are incredibly envious of only needing to travel with, you know, a microphone and your fancy jeans or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, and the whole stage thing, you know, if there's a brick wall in the back, everything's fine.
Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Don't have to think about too much.
Doesn't matter.
That's actually ideal.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love a good brick wall in comedy. Ruins a music show.
I won't play a music show if there's a brick wall within two or three blocks of the venue.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
Even
one of the rules of the game, actually.
Very picky. Yeah. I'm a professional.
Yeah.
You
know?
Here's a pro tip. If you see a band playing near a brick wall, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. They're probably doing it as a hobby.
Go to a movie.
They're probably doing it as a joke against you, the audience.
Yeah.
They're full of contempt for their audience. We love music listeners, and they should love us in return.
We love a lot of them. We love some of them.
Chris.
All of them. All
Chris, that was just a little mistake. Can happen.
I don't speak English very fluently, so I'm...
I can really sense the quality. Yeah. If I was like a Netflix producer or something, I would do something with you guys. You know, like maybe there's a little bit of music involved.
And we get calls from Netflix producers all the time.
Yeah.
And
you're like, no, we love Amazon Prime too much.
Well, it's kind of like we're just, as I said, we're a little nervous about taking the leap. And so we feel a little bit like, you know, like when you're a teenager and somebody you have a crush on actually asks you out.
Ooh.
And you're so scared that you're like, no, I'm busy. You know, you're stupid. Why did I do that? That's how we keep messing up this Netflix thing.
Yeah.
One of these days, we're just going to say, you know what? Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
And let's
just hope that Netflix is still in love with you then, you know, because
that's not a word.
When I was thinking of the teenager story, you know, as soon as you've decided to go out with the person is not in love with you
anymore.
People
move on. Yeah.
You didn't say yes back then, so I've moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the vaccines.
Ah. They're not even that funny.
They're funny enough, though. And the show must go on.
I love their All My Friends Are Falling in Love song, actually. I do.
Yeah.
Let's listen to one of your songs. I love it as well.
Yeah, instead of that trash.
Your life has changed. We Are Scientists of Lux FM. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I think so.
We Are Scientists of Lux FM. Speaking about structure, your light has changed. Haben wir gerade gehört.
Wow. A structurally perfect song.
Ja, von der großartigen Band We Are Scientists, die sich heute mal nur in Berlin aufhält, um so einen Zwischenstopp einzulegen und um Leute einzuladen für die Leipzig-Show morgen. Morgen spielt die Band in Leipzig und für die Leipzig-Show werden wir gleich noch Tickets verlosen. Vorher werden wir noch eine kleine Live-Performance hören von We Are Scientists und auch noch ein, zwei Sachen klären. In Zeiten wie diesen geht es ja ganz oft um politische Inhalte. Da müssen wir natürlich auch nochmal nachfragen, denn die We Are Scientists Konzerte sind ja eher was für Eskapisten, was ja nichts Schlechtes sein muss. In times like these, everybody's waiting for political songs. It doesn't matter if the band ever did write a political song. Now everybody has to write one.
Now's the time.
Yeah, now's the time. It's time for the anti-Trump LP. It's time for the We Don't Want a Wall song and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that you guys are kind of like trying to keep away from that and that your modus operandi is more like we go out there, we make people party, we make people smile. Our Facebook posts will not be the ones to make people even more angry. No, there's another right. thing that I can I can scream about. No, you want people to feel the positive vibes and you provide that. So how's that been until now? And do you sometimes still feel the itch to write this angry punk rock song that is against something, or is it still something that you feel more comfortable with?
I mean, I guess especially now it seems like it would be a pretty cheap and easy move to do. We like to write our punk anti-establishment songs when everything's going very well, everybody's pretty happy. That's when it seems unusual.
Yeah.
Very artistic.
Yeah, that's true.
Right now, you know, everybody's doing it and they're right. But, you know, we're artists. We want to write songs about cats and stuff.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, if it's cool to write against anti-right-wing movement songs, but it means at the same time that those right-wing motherfuckers are forcing you to write a song about them,
Right. They've won.
Yeah, and one can really see it like that. Like, no, I won't let you dictate my songs, you know? So I think it's a good idea. And I think escapism is something that only has a bad name. I mean, sometimes it's good to escape from reality.
It's very valuable.
Freddie Mercury knew that already.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think especially nowadays when everybody is spending so much time online thinking about politics, it's probably okay to take a few minutes a day to not think about politics. And we're also not politics experts.
Mm. Yeah.
Unlike most bands, we're not politics experts. And so we feel like maybe we're not even the people who should be telling you what to do with your vote.
You don't have a political science professor with you on the tour bus? Because that's what most bands tell me.
Yeah.
I mean your degree is pretty close.
I do have a degree in international relations, but there are still many people with better credentials for telling you what to do with your... I think there are a lot of published pundits out there nowadays that you can listen to.
Yeah. I think in the 70s, maybe the world wasn't as complex as nowadays, and it was maybe easier to put a message into a 3.5-minute song that was kind of like close to reality. But nowadays, it's so simplifying, I think, that I kind of feel annoyed sometimes by those songs because I was like, no, I mean, yes, you're kind of right, but it's not that easy.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like when people say, you know, F the fascists or whatever, or, you know,
Nazis raus is a people always say in Germany, Nazis out of Germany, but where do you want to send them, right? Right. Next question. What should a German Nazi do in England? He doesn't have a job there. He's getting worse, maybe.
It's a bad time for slogans, I think, because things are complex. You need 140 characters in order to be able to...
To explain the world.
Explain the entire situation.
Most of our songs don't have that many.
Most of our songs have about 80 characters. So...
Now we found out why it's simply not possible for the We Are Scientists gang to write a political song because it's not 140 characters. It's less
too many characters. Times,
or too many. That's another problem.
You start tripping over extra words.
Now you've brought an acoustic guitar with you.
I carry one everywhere. This is,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a fortuitous eventuality.
Bon Jovi style. Cowboy, 6-string on my back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm playing for keeps. Yeah. Because something, thing, and back. Does he rhyme back with that? I think he actually does rhyme back with back, right?
Oh.
No, it was Dead or Alive, right?
Yeah.
The song was Dead or Alive.
Yeah, no. So I think what he says is, a loaded 6-string on my back, I'm playing for keeps because I might not make it back.
Oh,
yeah.
Back lazy back. Rhyming.
You know what? He ran out of characters was the problem.
Yeah.
Had to reuse.
Yeah. I love working with scientific people. They're analyzing everything in the most correct way. I mean, I haven't seen that before, but it's true. Bon Jovi.
What's up, Bon Jovi?
Say hi. No, he doesn't say anything. Let's listen to your live performance. Which song are you going to play again?
One In, One Out.
One In, One Out live off Lux FM. We are scientists.
All right. Ready?
Yeah. I fall in love at least once every night. Another volume just keeps catching my eye. I can't keep picking one off every shelf. I made a promise, it's one in and one out. That's why I stopped right where I stood when I saw you. That's why I stopped right where I stood when I saw you. I'm breaking myself trying to get you in bed. A million thoughts are racing around my head. You know I want you, but I'm gripped by this doubt. Born on this promise, it's one in and one out. That's why I stopped right where I stood when I saw you. That's why I stopped right where I stood when I saw you. There was a lot I could have done, but nothing good. That's why I stopped right where I stood when I saw you. That's why I stopped right where I stood when I saw you. There was a lot I could have done, but nothing good. That's why I stopped right where I stood when I saw you.
Stadium applause for We Are Scientists, ladies and gentlemen.
If only there were microphones in the stadium that was currently applauding us.
You guys got to mic the stadium.
Yeah, that's true. We always forget about it because I can hear the stadium in my headphones, but you can. I mean, that's something that we have to work on.
It's just like through the walls, but it's not getting into
the mics. Not picking up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. But I mean, but we think of the audiences first. You know, like let's let the audience hear the music.
Right.
But you're totally right. The next step would be that the music makers can hear the audience.
Just adds excitement.
Yeah,
we'll work on that.
We'll work on that, I promise. We are scientists. Heute nicht in Berlin, aber dafür morgen in Leipzig. Und jetzt geht hier quasi der große Versuch los. Ihr könnt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000, wenn ihr Lust habt, morgen nach Leipzig zu fahren und euch die Band We Are Scientists anzugucken. It's like a one-hour train ride from Berlin. So if people from Berlin call in, they can come and visit you in Leipzig tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Die andere Möglichkeit ist, dass ihr aus Leipzig kommt und von dort aus anruft. Auch das ist durchaus möglich. 030 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück für die Berliner und Berlinerinnen, aber auch für die Leipziger und Leipzigerinnen, die gerade zuhören und morgen zu den We Are Scientists wollen. Leipzig, give us a call. 030 2000 9000, die We Are Scientists morgen Abend. Eben bei euch in der Stadt. Und wenn ihr von Berlin aus fahren wollt, könnt ihr uns auch gerne anrufen. So, Chris and Keith, thank you for visiting once again. I think we're going to meet again pretty soon. And until then, all the best of luck for tomorrow's show, for the rest of the tour, for the comedic duo plans. I would really love to see something like that. I think it could be a bit funny, at least. A bit funny.
Even if it's just seems like it should be funny.
Yeah, I will say that if people leave a comedic performance saying that it was a bit fun, that's probably a bad review.
No, there was something kind of funny about that.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. That was a bit fun. Well, like I'm not... I guess I can't be mad.
It's like the he's a nice guy thing, right?
Yeah.
Don't want to meet him again.
Not great.
Sex wasn't good.
Not great.
Thank you for visiting. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.